ओम ज्ञानति निरंधस्य ज्ञानं जनशनाथाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 2 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट्स 2 एंड 3 ट्रांसलेशन एंड कमेंट्री बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I'll read the second verse and then we'll, because it has no purport, and then we'll go through to the third verse. So I'll just read the English for verse 2. His two nostrils are the generating centers. His two nostrils are the generating centers of our breathing and of all other airs. By smelling, his smelling powers generate the Ashwini Kumar demigods and all kinds of medicinal herbs, and his breathing energies produce different kinds of fragrance. Verse 3. Yeah. Translation, his eyes are the generating centers of all kinds of forms, and they glitter and illuminate. His eyeballs are like the sun and the heavenly planets. His ears hear from all sides and are receptacles for all the Vedas, and his sense of hearing is the generating center of the sky and of all kinds of sound. Purport, the word Tirthanam is sometimes interpreted to mean the places of pilgrimage, but Srila Jiva Goswami says that it means the reception of the Vedic transcendental knowledge. The propounders of the Vedic knowledge are known as the Tirthas. Yeah, Tirtha is generally understood to mean a holy place. Pure devotees are holy places. Tirtha literally means a ford. And if I say ford, you probably think of a car. But the original meaning of a ford is a place in a river where it is sufficiently shallow to cross by walking through it. So holy, it's allegorically, the holy places are understood in that way. They're places which are suitable for crossing over the Vaitarani River, for getting liberated from this material world. So pure devotees, they're even more suitable for helping us to, even more helpful for us to cross the material world. Therefore, they are also called Tirthas. In Udupi, of course, we're in close to Udupi, the standard name for the sannyasis in the Madhva Sampradaya, the standard title is Tirtha. The Tirthas, that the pure devotees are more important as Tirthas than the holy places. Bhavadvidha Bhagavata Tirtha Bhuta Swayam Prabho Tirtha Kuravanti Tirthani Svantas Tenagata Abhrita. Yudhishthira Maharaj said to Vidur that saints of your caliber are themselves holy places, they are Tirthas, and they make the holy places into holy places. They make the Tirthas into Tirthas. Because the holy places, they have their own spirituality, their own purity, but ordinary people, they cannot even properly access that without guidance from pure devotees. Therefore, Krishna Bhagavan says that yatirtha buddhi salilena karhi jijaneshva vigneshu sa eva gokaraha, that someone who thinks that going to a holy place means simply to take a bath there, and it is implied here that he doesn't take guidance from the saintly persons living there, such person is no more intelligent than a cow or an ass. Yeah, the point is they don't take guidance from the saintly persons living there. But actually in the present time, we see that the holy places, there may not be many holy people living there. Udupi is better in that regard. I mean, there are still some saintly people who are actually very serious about serving the Lord. But in many holy places, we find that the priests who are there, their main business is to simply exploit the pious sentiments of the visitors and to take all the money of the visitors, of the pilgrims. It's by various means, they may say to, someone told me this, that a panda or a local guide in a holy place said to him that you can just imagine in your imagination how much you would like to offer here for the benefit of your forefathers. You can imagine in your imagination how much you would like to give. So you can imagine giving mountains of gold and like this, crores and crores of rupees. So then the panda asked the person who related this to me, then how much would you like to give in your imagination? So the devotee said, well, I can give 1 crore of crores of rupees. So then the panda asked, well, how much are you actually going to give? So I don't exactly remember all the figures and this and that, but he said, well, you know, maybe 500 rupees. 500 rupees? In your imagination, you gave a crore rupees. You should at least give 1 lakh of rupees, in actuality, minimum. So then the devotee said, well, you know, I can't give that much. And then in this way, he brought him down, and there was bargaining back and forward. And then he was, by the panda's tricks, he was forced to give, or felt himself forced to give, far more than he had originally intended. So the attitude of the pure devotees is completely different. They are not interested in extracting money or any facility or anything from anyone else. They have no motive to exploit others because they are fully satisfied in themselves. They have no material desires. They simply want to benefit others. They don't want to take from others, they want to give. They see that everyone is suffering for lack of Krishna consciousness. And they want to give Krishna consciousness to others. So, if one gets the association of such a pure devotee, then he can easily cross over this material world. One may have the association of a saintly person, sadhu, either in an official holy place or not in a holy place. If one can contact in any place a pure devotee, that is more valuable than being in an official holy place without the association of such pure devotees. So here Jiva Goswami has given the meaning of the word Tirtha is generally understood to mean holy place. He has given the meaning of that to mean a pure devotee. It means the reception of the Vedic transcendental knowledge. Precisely, Jiva Goswami has given this meaning. So the Vedic transcendental knowledge is to be received from those who have that Vedic transcendental knowledge. That Vedic transcendental knowledge, it is not simply book knowledge. It is not simply a matter of learning it and regurgitating it. It is a matter of hearing from realized souls and realizing that. And one who has realized that becomes fit to communicate that knowledge to others. There are some university scholars who can explain the Vaishnava philosophy very expertly in all details. But no one can ever make any spiritual advancement whatsoever by hearing the Vedic knowledge from such people. Because such persons themselves, even though they have theoretical knowledge, they are not spiritually advanced, nor do they even want to be spiritually advanced, nor do they even believe in spiritual advancement. For them, it's just some job to learn about Vedic knowledge and teach it to others. So we should find the real devotees who have taken the essence of that Vedic knowledge, which is surrender to Krishna. And by surrendering to, by hearing from such devotees, we can easily cross over this material world. So, there's just a few minutes left here. Any questions about this? What's that gong? Someone is sounding the gong. Ghanta. What will that be?
Right now?
Yeah.
The last couple of months, many different festivals. I don't know which one.
Yeah, so this is festival season.
Yeah.
Many festivals.
So yeah. People are getting up early.
They stay up all night.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Like they have the Astaprahar in Bengal.
I see, and this is the end then.
Yeah.
They're having arati at the end of the night's festival. So people celebrate religious festivals in the villages still.
Still, yeah. They go till sunrise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's nice they still have that religious sentiment.
It may not be exactly the holy name, but this religious sentiment is there.
Yeah. Good. What's the main form of Hinduism in this area? It's snake worship?
Yeah, mainly snake worship, demigod worship.
Then Gramya Devatas.
Yeah, local, the Hebrew, they worship Anand Patmanabha. That's the main deity.
I see. Yeah, we took darshan in the temple yesterday, but according to my vision, he looked more like Hanuman to me than Vishnu, the deity. Yeah.
Well, the kavach.
Is it? They put like that.
The armor.
The face looks.
Because they put the nose also sometimes. They put
I see.
Armor on the nose. So you feel like.
So that's nice. And in Hebri, the local deity is. That,
local
that
deity.
People feel this. He is our local God.
Yeah.
It's Vishnu.
Yeah.
That's a big advantage for preaching. So. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're all here at this Tirtha. It's made a Tirtha by the endeavor to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead and by the presence of a Tirtha. Bhakti Rav Maharaj. And people are coming and visiting. They weren't coming here previously. They're coming not because you're growing food, but because you're worshipping Vishnu. And because Bhakti Raghav Maharaj is here. So it shows it's Tirtha in the best sense of the term.